There's a woodpecker out there. I can hear him. Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin yet another thrilling episode of the dubious goggles, dubious goals committee. Oy. Okay, hello. Welcome to the dubious goals committee. My name is Toe, but I'm doing two things at once right now. I'm looking out my back window as I stand here at the kitchen counter trying to figure out if I took my pills or not. And I could swear I did, but I'm standing up here looking at the evidence. And the evidence is that the measuring cup is half full with warm water. Which means I didn't use it to drink out of to take my pills. And the little plastic cup that I also use for drinking water when I take my pills is bone dry. Because I usually drink out of the measuring cup unless I'm using it to make breakfast. I use it as a double boiler to melt butter to put on my waffles. And I decided today was butter day. So, I can only surmise that the reason that I'm still very sniffly and snorty is that I haven't taken my pills. I could have sworn that I did. But, all the evidence is to the contrary. So, let's get some pills going here. Get some water going. And here we go, taking the pills in 3, 2, 1, go, drinking the water. Okay. Pills are taken. And as I look out the window, I can hear a flicker, a woodpecker. He's going crazy out there, yapping it up and... Yeah, so anyway, is there wind? There's a little bit of wind, but what you really need to know is that it is raining. There is rain, and it's going to be rainy. Because that's what the weather guy said. It's going to be rain, rain, rain. I'm looking outside, and yeah, there's no going outside because it's going to be mud, mud, mud. Wherever we go. And wait, better check the kitty food bowl. Yeah, food bowl is fine. That was the one thing I did yesterday that was nice and productive. I went out and bought cat food. I mentioned this yesterday, and I spent a lot of money yesterday. paid my bills. Bought some stuff. Dollars of money. But... there was one awesome thing from yesterday. What's the story? Okay. Remember a few days ago when I hooked up an old tape recorder and we were listening to... Oh, yeah, that Aries, that ham radio stuff? Well, if you remember... I mentioned that I grabbed 3 tapes, and that was one of the tapes. Well, last night, I was curious, kind of sitting at my synth, and I thought, oh, I didn't listen to these other tapes. What's on these other tapes? And strangely enough, the tapes are labeled. They're not labeled well, but this was a phase in my life when... You know, I was at a certain age and I realized, oh, you know, I never labeled any of the tapes I ever made when I was younger. And that turned out to be a real pain years later. So I should start labeling tapes. And so I started labeling them. And so I actually know when this tape is from and what it is. So let's get down into this zone here. Uh-oh, the cat's gonna wake up. Okay, we need to grab this little power supply. And we're gonna bring it over here. Yeah, so last night, I put in one of these tapes, and it was glorious. And I said, yes, thank you. Thank you, Tobe from the past, for doing something so damn awesome and recording this. And you might be wondering, oh, Tobe, what did you record? Well, let's hit it. Oh, and we're going to have to give that some gain, aren't we? Okay, here you go. Okay, I'm going to dial that back a little bit. Because it sounds kind of cool when it's very faint. And you might be wondering, Tobe, what the hell are we listening to? Sounds like some kind of telemetry. Well, yeah, it does kind of sound like telemetry, doesn't it? And it sort of is, but it's not. Oh, but it's beautiful. Oh, this is some wideband brilliance on my part. I'm so glad I did this. Oh. It's a beautiful thing, but I'm going to stop it. And I'm going to eject the tape so I can read it to you. All right, if you're wondering what that was, there's a date on here, but the funny thing is this is like written in like three different kinds of ink, and I wrote a date on here, and it looks like, well, let's shine the brighter light on it, maybe this will help. 6/29. So June 29th of 2003. Yeah, this is more than 20 years old. And this is a recording. It says Field Day. Field Day at 6:35 UTC, 7.010 megahertz. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So what this is a recording. I just... During Field Day in 2023, Field Day is a ham radio thing. Amateur radio, I don't want to say Super Bowl, but this is the big day out for amateur radio operators. Field Day, you're supposed to go out in the field, take some radios with you, and make contact. Make contact with what, you might be asking? Make contact with anybody, everybody, etc., etc. Now, as part of the Field Day festivities, if you will, they often run contests, various different kinds of contests, and these contests are basically making contact contests. How many different stations, how many different people, how many different radio stations can you contact in a given amount of time? And these contests usually last for many, many hours, often a few days, and this is what they sound like. And so this is a 30-minute recording of one of these contests going on at 6:35 UTC at 7.010 megahertz, which is where they do all their CW, which is where they do their Morse code. And this is all also probably very low power stuff. You know, like 2 watts. This is absolutely nothing. And the reason that we are hearing them step all over each other is because, well, the radio I was using, it has a wider bandwidth than these radios that they're using to send these messages. All that beepity beep 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 you're hearing, Well, I would translate it for you, but I don't need to translate it so much as just tell you what it is. It's basically somebody saying, "Hi, it's me. I'm looking for you." And then somebody says, "Oh, hi, it's me. I found you." And then the first guy says, "Okay, great." And then starts saying, "Okay, I'm looking for you again," meaning anybody else. So basically, they're just saying the message that the beep beeps that they're sending are basically CQ, CQ, the letters C and then the letter Q. And they're clever because it means, "Oh, I'm seeking you. I'm seeking you. And my name is," and then call sign. So somebody talk to me briefly. And then somebody else says, "Oh, I haven't talked to you yet." "Yeah, I'm responding to you. Great, we had contact." And then the people who are doing this write this down. And then at the end of the contest, they count up how many people they contacted, and whoever contacted the most wins. And so that's why this exists. And I had to record it because it sounds awesome. Because again, my radio, all of these little guys, they're not hearing everybody stomp on top of each other. They have a finer definition in their radio. But I'm listening on a much broader bandwidth, meaning I'm listening to multiple channels at a time. And that's why we're getting this beautiful mess. And it sounds freaking fantastic. Especially when you start adding things. Like, listen to what happens once we start adding reverb. My God, it's beautiful. I'm gonna tweak it a little bit. Yeah, oh, it's awesome. And then we can start adding other stuff like bass. What if we dialed that down a little bit? That's nice. Oh. Yeah, so that's something cool. Oh yeah. Okay, so obviously we're onto some brilliance there, right? So let's take that tape out. And there was the other tape. There was that third tape that I grabbed. And you know, now I'm beginning to understand why these three tapes were on top of the stack on the bookshelf next to all the tape, old tape stuff. So this other tape I have is also dated. It says, what is it, March 4th? I get it in some better light here. Yes, March 4th, 2003. Day 900. Good. Okay, yeah. This is a tape. I used to let tape recorder run when I went to work. What I would do is right before I went to work, I'd throw a tape in the tape recorder, turn on the radio, and I have a special little thing between the tape recorder and the radio that the tape only records when there's something going on the radio. Okay, so let's drop this tape in and see what we get here. Da, 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 da. What's on 900 megahertz? Oh, I wonder. So this is a fun tape. We got funny noises. We got dial tones and DTMF. We got people breathing into the phone.
Omaha, Nebraska, Office of Hearing and Appeals Automated Answering Service. If you are calling Social Security about something other than your appeal, please hang up and call 1-800-770. Please hold.
Please hold.
This is
Sherry. Hi, baby.
You ready?
Yep.
You're right there.
All right. Bye.
Somebody's picking somebody up from work. So I got all these. Like I said, I would let this run while I was at work. So I just have a scanner going and then just record stuff every once in a while whenever there was anything worth recording. Now you might be thinking, Tobe, isn't this illegal? Isn't this some eavesdropping? Or invasion of privacy or something?
Please leave your message after the tone.
Actually, it's not.
Hi, Suzanne. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
I heard yesterday that they were able to order everybody's shirt but yours.
Oh, no.
that's something that would happen to me.
Yeah, it would. Of course it would happen to you. Yeah, this is not actually illegal. Because what you're hearing are recordings of cordless phones, not cellular phones, not smartphones. Yes, it is illegal to listen to cellular phones, but it's not illegal to listen to cordless phones because nobody ever made a big stink about it to begin with, and nobody had a reasonable expectation of privacy to begin with. Because everybody knows you're hooking your phone up to a radio and you're broadcasting that all through town. And so, yeah, don't use cordless phones ever if you like privacy. So, yeah, you're not actually hearing intercepts of phone calls. You're hearing base station stuff, you know, the station to handset. That's what you're hearing. And yeah, it's perfectly legal to listen to that and do whatever you want with it. Now, let's drop this tape back in. I'm fascinated by this. It sounds so good. Thank you. absolute brilliance. Absolutely. Let's turn it off, though, because we got to do something else. We are going to go upstairs and do synth, more synth. All right, so we unplug all this thing. Okay, so anyway. Yeah, I got this awesome, well, sort of telemetry sounding thing. And once you throw some reverb on it and throw some bass on it, now you have some kind of space ambient thing. And we got to call it something like intrasolar open channels. Intrasolar sideband control channels. All right, here we are. In synth zone 4. So yeah, basically what you need to know is I'll be doing something cool live with that telemetry that isn't telemetry, and I might have to make a recording of something and have some big half hour epic thing, space ambient radio open channel upper sideband space wine. All right, I just plugged the other synthesizers in, obviously, because now we have that giant noise floor, which, if I turn off this switch, yeah, part of it goes away. So I know it's coming from this rack. So, and what is plugged into this channel? Yeah, the microcomp. All right, so that's fine. That's dandy. Hip, hip, hooray. Now, I wanted to come up here because I did. The weird thing that we had going on up here, I changed it a little bit, and I sort of did some stuff. And one of the things I did was I changed the drum machine to 808, and I added a thing. And I changed the bass line. Bass line, where are you? You may not be able to hear the difference, but that wasn't there. This used to just be flat right across, but I'm using this third note. I'm adjusting it. I'm going to take it up an octave. To right there. You know, just for interest. And you want to hear the 808? Wait, something ain't right. Yep. It's goofy. How did it get so damn goofy? Oh, I just got that res turned up all the way. Because it's on LFO. Okay, that's fun. Wait, what was I gonna do? Wait, is this transposed on? It is. What the hang up. Okay. Take that down halfway between that bar, but we can't because we got that one thing that's not running square. But it still sounds cool. And we got that lead to throw in at some point. It's actually really tough to sort of play. What is this? What the hell is this? Come back. Idea what any of this is supposed to be, but it doesn't matter because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I got to get out of here.